Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. For a long time, it was the Colts, the non-AFC East team that the Patriots seemed to face year after year, often in the playoffs. Well, now it's the Ravens. They're not in the same division, but the Pats and Ravens do seem to meet up year after year. And this week, it will be for the third time in the last 4 years in the playoffs. The Pats know the Ravens very well, but just because they know them doesn't mean the challenges aren't there. So let's take a look at Baltimore and our AFC Championship game opponent preview. The headliners are the Rays, Rice on offense, and Lewis on defense. But these days, it's all about the latter, Ray Lewis. He's announced that he'll retire after this season, and the Pats hope his legendary career wraps up this Sunday in Foxborough.
Now, when you see when he makes a play, their whole sideline gets really amped up. So I think it's got to be, you know, you always have to know where 52's at. You know, he's always right in the middle of the defense, but you know, whether he's blitzing or covering or you know, he's free in the middle of the field, you always have to take him into account.
But the fact is, the Ravens' defense on the field is certainly not just about Ray Lewis, who, despite making 30 tackles in two postseason games, has slowed down. But others have not, and while the well-known stars like Ed Reed and Haloti Ngata are still bringing it, the Ravens have seen the emergence of Paul Kruger, for instance, who has become a D-line force with 9 regular season sacks and 2.5 more in the playoffs. Linebacker Danelle Ellerby has taken on a leading role, and Kerry Williams and Corey Graham have helped the team overcome the season-ending loss of cornerback Ladarius Webb.
Solid defense. They're going to come in here with a lot of energy. And, you know, they've been through a lot this year, battling injuries, but they've come back, and they're going to have high energy, man.
Back to the other Ray. The fifth-year star is the centerpiece of Baltimore's offense and has put together another Pro Bowl season with more than 1,600 yards of total offense and 10 touchdowns. The Pats need to be aware of his 5'8" presence wherever he goes on the field, but just as important these days is following Torrey Smith around the field. Smith had one of his biggest games of the season in Week 3 against the Patriots, and another one of his biggest games last week against the Broncos.
I mean, he does his job. I mean, his job is to stretch that field, and he definitely stretched that field.
He's a fast guy. You know, he moves, but that's not to say he's not physical at all, but, you know, I think one of his biggest strengths is his speed, and if you give him a step or two, it'll turn into 3 or 4, you know, so you just have to be aware of how fast he is.
Under new offensive coordinator Jim Caldwell and a confident quarterback in Joe Flacco, there is effective balance on the Ravens' offense, and there are playmakers at every position.
We just have to be ready to go, you know, for 60 minutes, sometimes even more than that, which we saw last week, because they went to a, you know, a football team in Denver, and they went out there and they played more than 60 minutes, and they came out on top, so that says a lot about how tough this football team is.
One very important personnel change for the Ravens from this time a year ago is at kicker. Gone is Billy Cundiff, who missed the would-be game-tying field goal in the AFC Championship game last year. In is Justin Tucker, a rookie who hit the game-winning field goal against the Pats in Week 3 and last week against Denver. Will the game come down to Tucker once again? Well, the Patriots certainly hope. They're ahead by more than 3 late in the game. That will do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.